Welcome to Time with Baba, the Passionate Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 8th, Sunday. Day 2020, day 68. Today's topic, what can I give? What can I get? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 37, verses 1 to 11, Numbers chapter 10, verse 1 to chapter 11, verse 23. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 to 21. Proverbs 10, verses 31 to 32. Today's main passage from Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. While he was in Bethany, inclining at the table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, what can I give? What can I get? The whole day today, I have been thinking of the reason for Mark to put that two passages together. The woman who gave that very expensive perfume to anoint Jesus, and Judah who betrayed Jesus for money. At last, I got a big inspiration from the Lord. Number one, what can I give? What can I get? Before I was born again in the 70s and 80s, I have been living a life of a religious person wanting to get many things from my church, but not a true Christian willing to give everything I have to love Jesus and follow Jesus. Poor me. The attitude of getting could lead us to follow Judas' path, to betray Jesus or Jesus' servants. Terrible. What kind of Christian are you? Number two, to enjoy safe pasture. Psalm 37 verse 3 gives me a big inspiration. trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. When I read the word safe pasture, I asked myself, what is safe pasture? Jesus answered me right away. He said, the pasture the shepherd takes his sheep to is the safe pasture. It is a pity that lots of people are not willing to be led by their shepherds, but to find their own safe pasture. The result might be falling into the trap Judah fell and become a Judah. Sad. Are you willing to be led by your shepherd? Do you know who are your shepherds? Number 3. How do we know we are willing to be led by our shepherds? When I asked this question, Jesus asked me to read 3 passages to help the comparison. It was such a surprise to me, because what I got is that when we are willing to be in the chains of command, the Lord prepares for us, means we are willing to be led by our shepherds and can enjoy safe pasture. Please read what I highlighted and you will understand. Numbers chapter 10 verses 14 to 28. The formation of the 12 tribes when they were ready to advance to the promised land in the book of Numbers. You can see a photo there. B. Numbers, chapter 1, verses 20 to 52. The very beginning formation of the 12 tribes in Numbers. And also 2 pictures. C. Numbers, chapter 2, verses 1 to 34. The formation was in all 4 directions, east, south, west, north. 4 camps, 4 commanders, 12 divisions, 12 division leaders. 4 of those were commanders. This completed the formation. Are you willing to be led by your shepherd into the formation of your church? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to give everything you want us to give, to love you and to follow you, and willing to be led by those shepherds appointed by you in our own church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, what are those things blocking you that you are not willing to give everything Jesus wants you to give, loving him and following him, and that you are unwilling to be led by those shepherds appointed by Jesus in your own church? Number 2, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.